Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Smell Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Boateng. This week, I'd like to share an article with you called What is Umami? Experts Explain the Mouthwatering Fifth Taste. This was written by Samantha Kubota for Today.com and published recently on May 26, 2022. I found this article interesting and wanted to share it because umami is such a unique addition to the five basic tastes. We have salty, sour, bitter, sweet, and then umami. I didn't know very much about it before I got more involved in the smell and taste world, but the most commonly used adjective I've heard to describe it is meaty. The article goes into a lot more detail about umami and what it is exactly, so make sure to check out the link in the episode notes to learn more. I learned a lot that I didn't know before. I also recently had a conversation with someone who also has anosmia, and this person suggested that as an anosmic, he enjoyed cooking foods focused on the umami flavor because he's better able to perceive it. So what do you all think? Do you like the umami flavor? Do you make an effort to include it in your cooking? I personally don't, but after this conversation, I'd like to include it in more dishes and see if it makes a difference for my own eating experience. Lately, I've been reflecting more on the differences between taste and flavor perception. I think that many people who lost their sense of smell also say that they've lost their sense of taste. And I'm curious to know if they've truly lost their ability to taste things, again, meaning salty, sour, bitter, sweet, and umami, or if what they really mean is that without smell, they can no longer perceive the nuanced flavor of foods. I don't want to speak for anyone's experiences, so I'm not saying that these people can taste but can't perceive flavor. It's just something that I'd like to learn more about. And we need more research studies focused on the distinction between taste and flavor, especially in light of the amount of people who have become anosmic because of the pandemic. Okay, so speaking a little bit more about my own experiences with eating, I believe that I can still perceive the five tastes, but I have absolutely no flavor perception. If you were to add something like thyme or rosemary to my dish, it doesn't make any difference at all to me. So one time back in 2017 for a work get-together, the group that I was traveling with recommended that we get oysters. Someone in the group wanted to try these out because we were in Washington. And I've been anosmic since late 2008, early 2009, so the idea of eating an oyster was absolutely repulsive, and I couldn't do it. I focus a lot on textures when I eat, and the sliminess of this experience, coupled with my inability to appreciate any flavor, made this an absolute no for me. What's kind of funny is now that I'm reflecting on this scenario and the situation that happened to me, it was definitely because I couldn't smell it and didn't want to eat it, but at the time, I didn't even think about not being able to smell. So, do any of you listeners experiencing a smell or taste dysfunction have foods that you absolutely cannot eat? Please check out the article in the episode notes and get in touch to let me know what you think or to let me know what your absolutely not foods are. I'd also love to hear your thoughts on umami and if you've used it in your own cooking. And I always appreciate hearing from listeners. You can email me or leave a voicemail by clicking on that link in the notes. The Smell and Taste Association of North America is the first patient organization focused on smell and taste disorders in the USA. To find out more, visit STANA's website online at www.thestana.org. STANA is an official 501c3 nonprofit, so any donations are tax deductible. We're still fundraising to help all of us with smell and taste disorders, so please donate on our website if you can. Check out the latest series of programming called STANA Live Sensory Insights on Instagram, where we interview people from the world of taste and smell. You can visit our Instagram page to view all of the previous interviews, and you will also now find STANA on YouTube. For any questions or if you'd like to get involved, please visit the website or email us at info@thestana.org. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast if you listen using iTunes. And if you would like to financially support the show, you can do so by clicking on the link in the episode description. And I appreciate your support. Thank you to everyone who currently contributes to the show, because your generosity is what makes the podcast possible. Until next time, have a great day.